Welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. We continue with these thoughts of the national ID card, the control of mankind. Evidently, England is having a big uproar and upsurge about the national ID in England. And we have an excerpt that we're going to try and play at the conclusion of the next commercial pause about the national ID card in London or England, the UK, whatever you want to call it, that I believe Vicky sent it. I think it's very, very relevant because this is what they're trying to do at this point in time. We'll take some more calls after that happens at the conclusion of the next commercial pause for the free enterprise cause, by the way. So support this direction with the network, all the sponsors, the big Berkey, or the Berkey Light, actually. Very important. The new number for the Berkey Light to purchase that with the free sports bottle, 877-605-9200, 877-605-9200, $259 for that. And you make sure you let them know what show you want to support with your purchase of the Berkey Light. Here we see that out of New Orleans, the hurricane-riddled lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans will be completely drained of floodwaters for a second time in 4 to 5 days, a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers official said Wednesday, and residents will have crews from Germany, Luxembourg, and Holland to thank for helping to pump their community dry. You see the U.N. system at work here, listeners. Residents will have crews from Germany, Luxembourg, and Holland to thank for helping to pump their community dry. Now, we have incredible amounts of people in this country unemployed. And yet, they bring foreigners in to do the work that we're perfectly capable of doing. Some of the roughly 100 volunteer technicians first helped pump the lower Ninth Ward dry after Hurricane Katrina ravaged a section of levee on the Industrial Canal in late August, then watched as Hurricane Rita's storm surge topped the repaired levee Friday and submerged the area again. Oliver Braun from Germany, Alex Penenikolis from Luxembourg, Jaap van Wessen from Holland, and the other volunteers have been working alongside the Corps of Engineers, the New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board, the New Orleans Levee Board, and the National Guard soldiers in the heat, humidity, and stench. Quote, it's been a total team effort, a team of teams, end quote, Brigadier General Robert Greer, commander of the Corps' Mississippi River Valley Division, which includes the New Orleans District, said as they stood on the west bank of the Industrial Canal across the water from the twice-patched levee. Kudos also came from Joseph Sullivan, the former U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe and Angola, who from an office in Baton Rouge is coordinating international assistance to this country's Katrina relief efforts for the State Department. There's the State Department. The beat goes on, people. We'll hear more about Sullivan, who joined Greer in a tour of the lower Ninth Ward levee repairs and ongoing dewatering efforts. We'll be back to continue. Stay with us. Welcome back to the broadcast. I see here from the Convention on Biological Diversity, they're meeting in Montreal from September 5th through the 9th of this year, their provisional agenda, and we'll cover this momentarily. Let's take Troy in New York. Hello, Troy.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes, sir.
You know, what we believe can either save us or damn us. It matters what we think, believe, value, and also our so-called representatives. It looks like they're poised to outlaw our freedom of speech. Should we be surprised?
No.
Should we be surprised that they do not respect our supposedly inalienable and constitutional rights? Should we be surprised that they don't act out their oath of office in defending and upholding the Constitution of the United States? I don't think so, because look at our system. These guys are bought. Our public offices are up for public auction, and therefore, except for those few who can buy their own way. And so those guys who are bought are obviously political prostitutes whose job is to serve the masters who bought them and therefore get them more money and more power. So we shouldn't at all be surprised that our representatives are traitorous enemies.
No, and that's been going on for a long time, hasn't it?
As long as public office has been on the public auction block and will continue to do so until it's taken off. But if we just, what we believe can save us or damn us, let's take a look at, for a moment at representative government. What does this mean? Our representatives pretend to be our servants, pretend that we are their masters, and yet this isn't true. They pretend to be our heralds and to take our messages into this area. They pretend to be our heralds and deliver our messages, but really, they're our political masters who dictate to us their sacred will, their sacred commands called their law. You know, they're masters disguised as servants. They're dictators disguised as messengers. You know, I, as a supposed representee, a citizen under a representative is like a child who never is allowed to reach maturity and make his own decisions because the representatives make them for us. We're not able to do our own, we can do our own thinking up to a point, and they're going to take away our right to speak, but surely our right to decide our own fate, it was never ours. It was always our representatives who pretend to be our servants, but really are our masters. You know, it's sort of like a man who says to a woman, I'm going to love you whether you like it or not. Okay, that's called rape. And these guys, these representatives and women, they say, I'm going to represent you whether you like it or not. So we're being politically raped here, folks, and it matters what we think and what we believe. You know, yesterday a guy from the Constitutional Party called you, and he said a couple of true things. He said, the Constitution is our Bible. He said it twice. Not my Bible, but his Bible. And he also said an important thing. He said, you know, treaties supersede the Constitution, which means that if the U.S., the treacherous U.S. Congress, the bought treacherous U.S. Congress, makes a treaty with the U.N. or whatever that's going to outlaw this, that, or the other amendment, then guess what? It's outlawed according to the Constitution.
According to
Article. Though I don't have chapter and verse.
That's Article 6 of the Constitution.
I wrote a book on that.
The judges in every state shall enforce the treaties which become the supreme law of the land. That's what it says.
Yes. And I wrote a booklet on that called On Constitutionalism.
Right.
Which is available for anyone who wants it for free. Not at House of Troy, but The House of Troy. Four words. The House of Troy.
Uh-huh.
So the point is, I represent myself. I took my life back years ago. I don't have a representative. I never did. I never heard anybody in Congress or anyone else speak my thoughts or deliver my message. And I'm tired of being betrayed by, you know, if the citizen wasn't represented, he wouldn't have so many knives in his back.
Yes.
From Patriot Act, from the phony money, from this, that, and the other no-win war.
Uh-huh.
Our problem is we are represented by our enemies. We need to take our lives back, our self-representation back, our sovereignty back, and that's the only way we're going to save ourselves. And also I mentioned, you know, only on a local level is it possible because, you know, Hercules could not clean out that imperial stable in Washington, D.C. Forget about it. It ain't going to happen. Only on a local level, on a county level,
right,
is it possible for us Americans to save ourselves. And I suggest using the sheriff's office and with a correct with a correct sheriff in charge whose job is to fight to the death to preserve the sovereignty of the county and the divine rights of its citizenry.
Well stated.
All righty. So thank you very much, Chris, for letting me say that. Mm-hmm. And I wish you good luck.
I appreciate that. And it's thehouseoftroy.com, thehouseoftroy.com. Now, get this clip ready, and let me give you a little background of this. As Vicki sent it to me, this USDA thing is just awful. Thanks for letting us know. We have a link to, as an example, to what is happening in the UK regarding IDs. And this link is well worth listening to. It is clearly creative, and it seems that people there are feeling just as frustrated and angry as we are. So let's play that clip, listeners. Prepare yourselves. And what is the UK term, swizz? Let's hear it.
Hello? I got a feeling we're not thinking rationally anymore. Reconstructing influential numbers, displaying the potential to wreak havoc in our land. And with accurate information, could arrange their deportation if we had ID in hand.
Oh, the welfare state is dandy, but ID cards would be handy in our efforts to refuse. Thus our chaps could put the brakes on multiple fraudulent applications if ID cards were in use. We'll have to see the Swizz, oh, the wonderful Swizz of the cars. We hear it every bit of a Swizz, if ever a Swizz there was. If ever, oh, ever a Swizz there was, the Swizz of the cars is one. Because it is utterly ludicrous. To fail to see the Swizz, oh, the wonderful Swizz of the cars.
When a shady kind of geezer nicks the pin code to your Visa for his online shopping spree, you will find yourself enthusing over Mr. Cross' conclusion that we only need ID.
We're the heroes who police you, and our job would be far easier if we could find out at a glance whether it was the perpetrator when we search the body later, but we'll shoot him in advance.
Swizz, oh, the wonderful Swizz of the cars. We hear it is a bit of a Swizz, if ever a Swizz there was. If ever, oh, ever a Swizz there was, the Swizz of the cars is one. Because it is utterly ludicrous to fail to see the Swizz, oh, the wonderful Swizz of the cars.
So what is the term Swizz, S-W-I-Z-Z, out of the UK? What is that term? And maybe somebody listening in the UK can give us a call. 800-313-9443. Is that possible? With the information, the world information system the way it is today and the phone system the way it is, it's highly possible we might receive a phone call from someone from the UK to explain what the Swizz is, S-W-I-Z-Z. Fascinating stuff, listeners, as it's all coming in. The House of Cards is coming into place. Very obvious to see what's being directed. Sheldon in Tucson. Let's move to Sheldon.